we'd have big ARP synthesizers, and we'd be plugging pins in our Martin Wood and getting bass drum sounds out of synthesizers. And this is the days that, of punk, really. He made him take the whole drum kit apart and take the springs out of each one. There must have been about 50 springs in the whole drum kit, because you could hear the springs resonating. So it could be a bit of a pain in the ass sometimes. But Martin's attitude was that we shouldn't be getting involved in nightclubs. You know, you should stick to what you know.